listening to the hottest internet station.
We're not mean or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
I have a lot that I wanted to share.
We don't do smut papers.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
On LR Media Group Radio, Life and the Public Figure, with your host, LaDonna Ray.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Life and the Public Figure. Over the weekend, the premiere of Chi-Raq was right here in Chicago. Spike Lee and a lot of other notable individuals were here. It was just an industry professional loaded event. Chi-Raq is definitely going to make it. Don't forget, get your tails to the theaters December 4th. Go out, support, forget what you heard. Okay, don't take a snippet of a trailer and make a decision. Go see the movie. There's so much controversy surrounding this because you are talking about a very sensitive subject. We can go out and watch this movie and make some decisions from there. How about that? Okay, so Facebook has launched a take a break feature that helps you deal with breaking up with your significant other. Supposedly, this is supposed to limit the amount of content that you see between you and your ex, so you don't have to block or unfriend them. And, you know, when you break up with someone, oftentimes you still have this tingling sensation to know what's going on and how they're doing, right? You also want to know if they had someone waiting in the trenches. So this will interfere with that. Maybe if you make this type of setting, you know, it'll force you into not seeing what's really going on with them. I don't know. Facebook is just a little bit too much for me when it comes to things like this. But at the same time, I gotta thank them for trying. Well, it's time for the holidays, guys. Don't forget, tonight, tune in to Empire Season 2, Episode 9. I will be watching. But along with that, tomorrow is Turkey Day. I can't wait to meet up with family, eat some good food, and get the hell out of there. All right, guys, let's get to our guest. Singer, songwriter, actor, and nephew of jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald, Christopher Williams decided to become a singer after sitting with his Aunt Ella, Frank Sinatra, and Count Basie after a show at the Eurus Theater in New York City. Raised in the Bronx with talent in his genes and the desire to become a great recording artist, Christopher has reemerged on the music scene after a 15-year hiatus, and with his new hit single, Too Late. His signature baritone sound, thought-provoking lyrics, and powerhouse live presence have the insightful artist feeling like he's truly arrived with the upcoming release of his solo album, Simply Christopher. Christopher Williams emerged during the late 1980s as a recording artist for Geffen Records. He released his debut album entitled Adventures in Paradise in 1989. The singles Talk to Myself and Promises Promises reached the R&B top 10. In 1991, he landed his first acting role portraying Kareem Akbar, appearing alongside Wesley Snipes and Ice-T in the pop culture movie hit New Jack City. His single from the soundtrack Dreamin' turned gold and became a number one single on Billboard's Hot R&B Hip Hop Singles. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the talented Christopher Williams.
Hey, what's up, LaDonna? How you feel?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome. How about yourself?
I am, too. I'm feeling great as well.
Okay, good deal. First of all, thank you so much for doing this interview with us. Life in the Public Figure. Oh, yes. Life in the Public Figure is all about paying tribute to those that have paved the way, i.e. Christopher Williams. And I know
you.
That you're welcome. We've lost a lot of people, you know, and I know the numbers are growing, and I didn't want to go through life without creating this show to say thank you so much for everything that you've done in the music industry and say thank you now instead of waiting until the afterlife. I had the pleasure of talking to legends such as Dionne Warwick and Full Force, sorry, Tony Terry, and in sharing the ideas with them, they were definitely excited about being able to say, I really do appreciate being given tribute to on the show. And I just wanted to extend that to you as well.
Well, I appreciate you. It's definitely humbling and most thankful. I'm definitely excited about doing this interview and the fact that you're paying tribute to me. I always, you know, my mindset is always like I'm starting from the beginning. I appreciate everything that happens, but I try to keep that perspective you know, to stay hungry, to keep, and I think it just keeps me in love with what I'm doing. So I've always tried to never get too high and never get too low.
That's a good perspective to have. And, you know, just myself, you know, I'm right out of Chicago. And I remember when your song dropped straight out of New Jack City. I was so excited. And you know, of course, everyone focused on, I don't want to ride the bandwagon and say how fine you are, you know, but it's true. You have had such a savoir faire about yourself throughout the years, and you've always kept it going. And I do remember, even when hearing that song, after seeing the face behind the voice, I went bananas. And there were so many other people that did the exact same thing. How did that make you feel? Because ultimately, you are a sex symbol.
Well, it's always humble. I mean, with somebody, I appreciate anybody, you know, definitely big shout to my mom and dad. They would appreciate, you know, all that, the kudos and accolades about my physical. You know, that's always flattering, you know, but like I said, I definitely loved it. I loved it, loved it. I lived in the moment. I'm always, you know, we cherish when people encourage us and make us feel good, but I always did long for people to say equally, you know, wow, he could sing. But I'm not knocking the fact that, you know, in my 20s and the early 90s, it was all about, you know, it was the heartthrob era. You know, we had Bobby and Albie Shore and Gerald Levert, Keith Sweat and Johnny Gill and New Edition, and all the guys were, you know, after 7, we were just good music and just killing the game, and, you know, God's blessings were flowing, and it was just a really great time in music. Jodeci had embarked upon the scene, so it was a really, really, really cool time in music, especially at Uptown Records with me, Jodeci, Mary, and Heavy.
Yeah, and I miss those days because I remember you guys being my very own heartthrobs. I mean, I wish I had a picture like today. I don't have any pictures of how my room was, but let me paint it for you. Every single wall in my room had you, Christopher Williams, Albie Shore, Bobby Brown, New Edition, but I remember having the walls painted, and it was very typical. See, I can speak like this because I was that girl, you know.
You know what's funny? It's really humbling and refreshing to hear you say that because, you know, girls, you know, love music. Women, men love music too, but women, to me, like, they really get emotional about music. And, you know, that right on era with, you know, big shout out to my girls, big sis Cynthia Horner, that was an amazing time. Like, we would go on tour and it would be like, we go to schools to talk and people would open up their lockers and, you know, we would see the right on magazine, you know, the pullouts that they would have the whole pull-out poster right there,
yeah.
And you would just have the poster you could put up. And, it was always cool to see that. And, you know, to, like, hear that again back in the day, that was the 90s behavior, you know, and that's
it
when, you know, obviously
was.
You had LL Cool J, the Round the Word Girl, New Edition, Bobby Brown, Button on Your Sleeve.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was so awesome to just, you know, kind of have that whole community of posters everywhere. Not only did you have them hung on your wall, but you heard the sound on the radio all the time. You got a lot of airplay, and you were always referred to as having a voice as strong and powerful as Teddy Pendergrass. You being the nephew of jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald, you have been surrounded by music all of your life, just about, and I love the fact that by that being some of your influence, you still had your own sound. Tell me what it was like becoming Christopher Williams. I know you were always Christopher Williams, but the Christopher Williams sound.
It was definitely a smorgasbord of the people who really influenced me. Vast influences, though. I really did like Frank Sinatra as a kid. Obviously, Marvin Gaye and Teddy Pendergrass and Luther Vandross were pretty much the cornerstone of what I would reach for. But, you know, the avatars, the Enigmas, Michael, Prince and Stevie, you know, everybody listened to them. And, you know, if you could rip something, if you could catch a feel from their music, they're just such, like I said, they're such enigmas, those three people that I just mentioned. They're like avatars. I think there's something that's so unique and individual about those three. I think everybody drew from those sounds. But, you know, and even going back to Billy Eckstein, Donny Hathaway, I mean, you can't help but be influenced by these voices. And for me, growing up in church, you know, Rance Allen, obviously when the Winans stepped out and then Commission, I lost my mind when Commission came out. So, you know, Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp, and even the Young Guns, my little brothers, Brian Courtney Wilson, and Dietrich Hatton and Isaac Kyrie, Smokey Norfolk. Those are just voices from heaven, man. It's like, you know, so music is still abounding. You know, people often get on the radio and ask me, well, you not hear music. I'm like, man, you got to open up your mind, and you know, you can't get locked in. You gotta feel the expression. Like, I'm proud of Taylor Swift. I always say this pretty much every interview because of her ability to have faith in who she is and to know how to reach her audience. And kudos to a young woman. I don't care that she's whatever race you are. Kudos to a young woman who has such a zeal and passion for this that her family and her friends and everybody could smell it from when she was 10 years old. She made an adult decision at a very young age that this is all I'm banking on. And it's paying off for her to be a business owner, to own her brand, and to see her elevating past. And we all have controversy, and the doors are slammed in our face. But, you know, when you love something and you keep loving on it, sooner or later you're going to see the ultimate, you know, the ultimate reward from that love.
And as you have done the same, and we're so excited because you have a new album coming out. And this is a long time coming. For those new schoolers, you know, they may not know those names that you've mentioned, but the sound still stands. And I know that when you hear new music today, there's a mixture of the new way, and there's always some of that old way, you know, and I don't like using the word old loosely because I've already told my age about the posters on the wall, but so yeah. With that, the mixture of sound, I know when you hear music, obviously by you being a musician yourself, you have to have an opinion about what you hear today, and just mentioning even Taylor Swift, I'm a big fan of Taylor. I'm a big, huge fan of Taylor. So, you know, for you to mention her, we're on the same page. But what are your thoughts on what you hear today?
Well, I love it. I do love it. I mean, it's, you know, we still have a lot of Big Mac. I call the Big Mac syndrome in music, but it comes in every era. There was a Big Mac era in the 90s. I mean, no disrespect to the late, great Milli Vanilli, but, you know, part of their tragic story was the vanity of the illusion of being a superstar act when the record companies and labels were looking like, you know, you were basically one hit that we were counting on happening and it turned a phenomenon. But when you live your life in that as a deity, it has to always go back to the love of the music and reinventing that. So some of the young people today really exemplify that. I mean, in my small opinion, Jasmine Sullivan, Adele, you know, and I know people get mad. I'm going to speak on my brothers and sisters who are doing it, but even the music still influences the generation abroad as it did the Rolling Stones when Muddy Waters and them were, you know, knocking, smacking the blues, and these guys were hearing it abroad and emulating it in their way. And I think that's the same thing that's happening, you know, with Sam Smith and Adele and this British wave that's listening to this soul music, and they're fusing and they're saying, okay, Justin Timberlake and Sam Smith, but, you know, I'm old enough to know a guy named John B. So, you know, there's always been through every generation, every decade, somebody who was leaking through who had that Caucasian soul. And it just goes to show that we influence each other. Good music crosses barriers. It's like money and sex. It crosses all barriers.
Absolutely.
And I just think that some of the guys like Bruno Mars, Miguel, definitely Chris Brown and Trey, they do it uniquely their way, each one of them. And obviously these are people at the top of the game. But, you know, like you can tell that Bruno Mars is a studier of, you know, Bob Marley, Sting, some of the 80s bands like The System. He's a studier of a lot of different sounds, and he's able to, you know, uniquely, again, infuse it in him based upon his knowledge and his circumstances, and he spits out great music. You know, and
wow.
Great concepts. And I think Miguel does too. He finds ways as a young man to say, hey, I don't need a model. I don't need a movie star. Be a tough like to follow. Those are sweet words to say to a woman. Like, you don't have to be special to anybody else. Just be special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And the right clever things, like, I just want coffee in the morning. That's my baby. That's all I want. I want how people crave coffee. I crave you. You're my coffee. So there's a lot of really great music and great feeling. Ed Sheeran is another young brother who's really talented, really gifted young kid. So, you know, we see it happening. And then, like I said, I mentioned the guns that are keeping the tradition of the flat-footed soul singer, and they're all doing it uniquely their way. Music Soul Child, Maxwell, Anthony Hamilton, Joe, Avant. You know, and then you got the big brothers coming back. Keith Sweat's dropping soon. Christopher Williams is out. Elder Barge is getting ready to drop. You know, another stupidly gifted brother. You know, and that's big brother, but just somebody who's amazingly gifted. So music is a strong love hold on the world, and we're not gonna let it die. You know, God put too many great musical gifts in people. And I mean, we're just talking about the people here on earth. Imagine that heavenly choir.
We're going to go to break. And when we come back, more on Life and the Public Figure.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.
Hello, lovely people. I am Nicole Reed, and I'm an It Works distributor. I'm excited about sharing these amazing all-natural skin, hair, body, and lifestyle products at amazing discounts with our loyal customer program. Not only do we sell and educate about great health products, but we all have great job opportunities for those who would like an extra income in time for Christmas and beyond. Find me at NicoleSoRandom.MyItWorks.com or on Facebook through Nicole Reed or Nicole So Random. Visit my website for these all-natural, amazing products and to find out how to put cash in your pockets for the holidays. Remember, be healthy, be wealthy, and be wise. It works.
Seabury, 1368 and a half East 53rd Street in Hyde Park, Chicago. You'll be amazed at Seabury's assorted toppings, self-serve, smooth, delicious frozen yogurts, as well as our tasty, creamy sorbet. To warm you up this winter, try our steamy, flavorful hot chocolate
and hot apple ciders. We also cater special events.
Think of us for your holiday treats on the web at myzberry.com or call today 773-855-8754. Zberry, Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
When you think of Fab Cupcakes, don't just think of cupcakes. Think of an entire dessert menu, fresh baked cookies, custom cakes, and of course, our signature cupcakes. Newly started in June 2013, Fab Cupcakes has already been featured as one of the top five best black-owned bakeries in Chicago. Our daily items are baked from scratch in small batches every day, as we use only the finest and freshest ingredients. Invite our decadent sweets to your next event. Fab Cupcakes is located at 514 East 162nd Street in South Holland, Illinois. To place your order, call 708-589-4601 or visit us on the web at www.fabcupcakes.net. That's F-A-A-B-E cupcakes.net. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Here's the spelling again, F-A-A-B-E cupcakes. Fab Cupcakes, an extraordinary experience. We accept MasterCard, Visa, and now Link.
Hey, this is your boy Christopher Williams and my girl LaDonna Ray. Check out my new single right now, live, Too Late. Check it out.
It could be so simple, yet complicated. 'Cause 1 minute we're in love and then you change. To their knees like this is our dream, but you like to go back and forth and do what you please. See, I'm not the one trying to change you. See, I'm just the one here to save you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know this what you really want. You should know better.
no better, no better, no better. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know just what you really want.
You know better.
This door's always open. All you ever needed was someone to show you what you truly were. And baby, I'll be all that you need. Just tell me why you keep running.
We're back.
Wow. You got Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross and Donny Hathaway in the same choir. You know what's coming out of that joint.
Oh, my goodness.
And Marvin Gaye and Teddy Pendergrass are up there on background. They like, you got a Barry White. You have this choir. You got Mahalia Jackson, Ella Fitzgerald. This choir, this heavenly choir is something to behold. Trust.
Be careful, Chris. You might start something. You might be putting together somebody's holographic tour, you know, with naming those people, because we miss them. And, you know, we just can't seem to let them go. We don't have to, because the sound is still alive. And just going back to what you mentioned the system. See, this is what I'm talking about. You are a musician. You're a songwriter. You're a singer. You're an actor. And you know good performers. You know good music. It feels really good to hear you say those names, but I want to get back to you. Your sound is so unique, yet so powerful, that no matter how much time you take off, we still crave more. How do you...
Thank you.
You know, how do you keep us thirsting for Chris? That sound, I love it.
I just try to be true, and like I you know, I love it. Like, I love it dearly with all my heart. I love it. I love it like, you know, I love it like Big used to say, the fat kid loved cake. But I just, you know, I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And I never get enough of it, you know what I mean? And I never base, another thing, I never get too high, I never get too low. I try to treat people the way I want to be treated. And I never pay attention to my circumstances, which means that if I'm in a Bugatti and someone needs help, I'm always the person willing to help. If I'm at a lull in my life and I'm walking with some dirty sneakers, I don't feel dirty. I feel like I'm a king because I serve the king. So I don't look at things like that. I feel blessed all the time that I can open my mouth and I have some things that I love and I can share those things. So if people receive that and that keeps them thirsty, I mean, that's what I'm definitely in the business for too. I do love performing for people. I love when people have stories about songs that I've done, or they say, you know, I have this record, I want you to sign it. It's, you know, that's an amazing feeling. It definitely amps you up and gets you prepared to go out and try to, you know, every night when I go on stage, it's almost like you're just trying to win the game. And some of those events are so big, you feel it. It's like it's a Super Bowl or something, and you try to give it your all.
I know you do more than try, because you actually give it your all. I want to thank you so much, and I want to go into your new album. Don't forget, guys, March 2016. I can't wait. I just can't wait. This is like, and I know you're sending me my autographed copy. I know it. I can feel
Yes. I'll actually be in Chicago at the end of January playing Duke Ellington at the Chicago Theater.
I know. And you know what? I think we are probably going to see you there. On your new album, already, you've got that sensual, soulful, powerful voice that makes you stand out amongst so many people. The name of your new album is called Simply Christopher. And already from reading the name of the album, it makes me feel like This is you. This is no holds barred. This is you. We are going to reintroduce the new generations to the Christopher Williams that we grew up listening to, and that's it. That's all. Tell me a little bit about that project.
Well, you've definitely pegged it. Simply Christopher is definitely like this time. And every record, you got pieces of me. Don't get me wrong. And there were great experiences fusing with great labels like Geffen. David Geffen taught me a lot. Ed Rosenblatt, Michael Rosenblatt. That was a real off-staking first deal. Like, my first record deal, I was around Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, and Peter Gabriel, and Don Henley. I was just around. I was, like, awestruck. I was like, oh, my God. I'm in a cipher with Cher. I'm like, oh, my God. So it was a really great experience. Then I went on to, you know, Uptown, and that was like going home. And, you know, I wasn't able to get a deal in New York. So it was like going home and proving, you know what, I was worth. You know, I was worth it. I wasn't recognized by my people at home, but I went to California, got a deal, and came back and proved worthy. And then Russell and Andre were like, we're going to make you the next Teddy Marvin, and we should have never let you go. And things didn't work out the way I wanted with the Changes record. But again, I learned a lot. My first executive producer credit, and I got really involved in the control of the record. And that's how I knew how things weren't going right, because once the record was made, then there's a rollout process and marketing and radio, and those things didn't pan out the way I want. But again, love Andre and Russell, learned a lot. Went on to Giant and went back with Irving Azoff and Cassandra Mills, and really learned the most I had ever learned and made the most money I'd ever made, because Irving was really wanting to put me in business. But unfortunately, the timing wasn't right, and they were getting out of the black music business because of the Changes. It was nothing personal, and he treated me great on the way out. And to this day, you know, I'm looking to call Irving one day when I'm ready to do the Live Nation stuff, though he has sold Live Nation. He's just a great person. He's always been there. I can call him and pick his brain, and he's a brain trust. So I've been very fortunate to have my small little journey be connected to these supernova people that I've been around. And now to culminate that now and humbly reach out to people who are doing a lot of current great projects and saying, hey, we want to get down for less money and grind this out, and we see the greater good at the end, because, you know, we love the brand, we want to hear your music out. And those kind of humbling experiences is what made me say, okay, we have the autonomy now to go do something. Let's make this small imprint, and let's go out here and see if we can start chapter two. And that's Simply Christopher, the businessman, the man, the M-O-G, and I put the M because I'm a man of God first. And, you know, I'm not perfect, as one of my old albums says. I'm not a perfect man, so don't put those stigmas out that I'm a man of God first to say, hey, I'm some holy guy, whatever. I'm a believer. That's what I'm saying, and that, you know, I try to lead with love and try to do as my creator would do, but we all fall short. But that belief and that faith is what keeps me renewing myself every hour, every day, or how I see fit to be a better person, a better man, a better musician, a better writer. And that's what all this Simply Christopher is that I'm going to take onus of who I am, and this is going to be my chapter to write on my way out. Not saying this will be a short stint, but I'm going to write the rest of my chapter sort of like Frank Sinatra. I'm going to do it slightly my way.
It's all about you, for real. This is good. This is great. I know that we are so excited to have you back on the block, if you will. And don't go anywhere. We need you. Music
Thank
is
you.
Not
you need,
the same.
I need y'all.
Yeah, you know, we need each other. But music is not the same without our legendary door opener.
You're listening to My Mommy, LaDonna Ray. We're going to take a break on Life in a Public Figure.
Aww. Come with me. I'm dreaming.
You're listening to Life in the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.
Yeah.
we're back.
You know, I remember so many reviews from just your sound alone. And, of course, all of the people that you mentioned. But this is about you. We're paying tribute to you, Christopher Williams. And I just want to let everyone know where to find you, where to get involved with getting into the album, the new album that's coming out in March. That's coming out in 2016. That is not that far away, people. Christmas, we're already hanging Christmas decorations. So March is right around the corner. And you know
right
what,
Chris? And actually, the pre-orders will come on Valentine's Day. You'll be available to pre-order. But the actual release date, unless you pre-order, will be Cinco de Mayo. We had to push back because of the holidays and close down, but it will definitively be Cinco de Mayo. May 5th, I want on my life. Latinos out there to come out. I need you to get my music, baby. I'm telling you something. You're going to love it. I'll sing Dame and Beso, whatever your name was you sing. But you come out, you buy my record, okay?
Hold on. Careful with that accent.
You're
fucking me in. Absolutely.
I'm talking to you, baby.
I will take it. If you said my name, I would really, really believe you at that point.
I'm talking to you, baby. Should make me say something to you. I'm telling you something.
But, you know, I'm so proud of you. That is something that I know that we don't hear every day, but I am very proud of you, Chris, and I know that you have put your heart and soul into your career with acting, theater, songwriting, and your music. Your sound is so delicious. You have taken good care of yourself, and you still look amazing. You know,
Thank you, the fact that your
album is pushed back, it just gives us more to wait for, you know, and I'm so excited about being able to announce this on Life in the Public Figure, because you are to be paid tribute to simply because you are a legend. So everyone, check out Christopher Williams. That's www.cdubofficial. I'll spell it out because I had to do my street way of saying it. But it's www.cwofficial.com. And check him out on Facebook. That's at Christopher Williams Official. Twitter is Real Men Sing CW. And Instagram, where you can see all of these lovely pictures of Mr. Christopher Williams. And that's Christopher Williams _B, as in boy, X as in X-ray or X-rated. I won't say it. I'm just implicating.
All the above.
You know.
And check out, I want you to check out my new site too, ChristopherWilliams.net, because everything's going to come together in there, my VIP programs and just all my chats. So we are at CW Official, but it's going to transfer over to ChristopherWilliams.net. It's going to be all things ChristopherWilliams.net. I finally got my name back. I'm excited about that. So I'm excited to announce that ChristopherWilliams.net will be the new site. You can log on to CW Official, but you'll see it's a little under construction. Don't be discouraged. Transfer over to CW, ChristopherWilliams.net, and you're going to get all things CW. I'm going to be on there chatting, saying jokes, talking in Spanish, talking some little patois, whatever we need to do, practicing my acting. But just come have some fun with us and take this second journey with us. And we're going to be releasing new music, snippets of the new stuff. We're going to be running contests where you can win T-shirts and magnets and different little cool things. And you know, obviously we'll have the CW store there, but you can just come have fun online. We're going to have some cool stuff to participate in and some trivia questions and all kinds of cool programs to get involved with.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Chris. I've got a couple of questions on social media. You know, all I did was say, I'm talking to Christopher Williams, inbox me some questions, and of course, I knew this one would surface. Can you please ask Christopher Williams if there's a special lady in his life or a significant other?
There is a significant other.
Okay, and the next question is there a chance for Christopher Williams, I'll Be Sure, and Jodeci to come out with a tribute album?
Stranger things have happened. We're all in touch. We all still got a lot of love for each other. I actually was just talking to Devontae about 2 weeks ago in Richmond. They were in Virginia, and we were just talking about All I See and some of the music that we created and how cool it would be to just get back in and see what would happen. So, I mean, definitely stranger things have happened. I wouldn't count it out. Al has moved more towards the radio side of it, you know, we can always pull him out there and get some new stuff cracking.
Okay, all right. I will send that back. Okay.
But tell all your listeners also that if they really want to get me going and make me happy for the holidays, whoever you like, you love some music, you like this single Too Late, go to Amazon, go to Google Plus, go to iTunes. Just spend a little 69 cents for a friend, yourself, for Christmas. We done broke the price down to make it a little more comparable. But, you know, go get 5 or 10 singles. Just feel good about it. Spend $6.90 and, you know, share them with the people. I think you're going to like this new music. I think I really love the single. We're excited. So I definitely want to share that with everybody. Go out and get it. Go out and get it.
Awesome. Now, this is great. So I'm glad that everybody knows how to get the music. I'm glad they know when it's coming out. I'm glad they know how to find out what's going on with Christopher Williams. And most of all, I want them to know that we love you, and we are so happy to have you on the show with LaDonna Ray on Life and the Public Figure. Chris, you are amazing. Stay that way, and God keep you.
Thank you, sweetie. So are you, and I'll see you at the end of January. You got tickets in your name. Just let us know.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.